Pete Kaiser before the start of the 2014 Iditarod. You've done this a few times. You've been pretty competitive in the past few years, and it sounds like you have a young team this year. So what are you expecting?
I don't know. Like you said, it is a young team. It's probably one of the funnest groups I've ever worked with. It's a lot of dogs that I've raised myself and kind of just got to that point with the team that I've been driving for the last so many years that they're kind of getting to that age where they're starting to retire some of those old veteran dogs. And so I brought in a new crop of 2-year-olds this year, and wasn't sure how many I'd end up taking, but kind of as how the season went, I just decided that I'm going to take up quite a few of the young ones. And I think it's still going to be a fairly competitive team. It'll be hard to tell just because they've never done an Iditarod, and so we'll kind of find out probably 500 or 600 miles into the race how competitive they can be. But I think it's going to set me up real well for the next 3 or 4 years down the line.
Now, you said it's a fun team. What makes you say that? What about this crop of dogs makes it fun for you to drive?
The fact that I've raised a lot of them from pups and worked with them now for a couple years and kind of shaped them the way I wanted to shape them. With the youth, you get a lot of that exuberance and energy, and it's just fun. The old team was kind of like a machine, which is, you know, it's good to have a team like that. But this team's just a little more excitable, a little funner, a little faster. It'll just be a matter of how they handle the 1,000 miles. Mm-hmm.
Now, you ran the K300, and it was one of the toughest races, the toughest Cuscos in a long time. And it sounds like the trail this year for the Iditarod is a tough one, too. So knowing how your dogs did in that 300-mile race and looking forward to 1,000 miles in Iditarod, kind of what are you expecting?
I don't know. I think the trail this year is really up in the air. We've heard it's terrible. We've heard it's not bad at all. And it seems like every year that we hear it's bad, it seems like it has a way of working itself out and it ends up not being that bad. So, I don't know. It's hard to prepare, especially a young team, for 1,000 miles until they've done it. So, we raced the Cusco and the Denali doubles. A lot of races got canceled, but so we did what we could with the conditions we had and the races that we were able to get in.
In talking about the races that were canceled and the races that you did do, you did have to go to Nenana and train this year. So how did training go this year with having to move your whole team up to a whole different part of the state?
A little stressful. It's always nice to be able to train at home where you're set up with everything. Kind of spent the last 3 or 4 years getting set up at home so that I had everything there that I needed, train right out of the yard. And I like training in Bethel. When it's good out there, it's really good. You can train a real tough team out there, but when it's bad, it's terrible. And this was one of the worst years I've ever seen. So once we got to Nenana, it was good, real nice training, but we spent a lot of time trying to get there and going home for the Cusco and trying to get back there. And so we had, you know, I wouldn't say this year's was ideal at all, but we've managed and got through it, and was able to find snow for most of the season. So yeah.
Now it sounds like there's a lot of ice, and it's a pretty fast trail through the range, and people will try to slow those teams down heading, you know, the first 300 miles. How do you do that? How do you slow a team down, especially a young team? And it sounds like they're pretty ready to get out there.
Yeah, a lot of people say they're going to slow them down, but I think you're going to see a pretty fast-paced set at the beginning. It's easier to say you're going to slow them down, and then once you're out there, it's a lot easier to just let them rip when they're looking good. But I think that is going to be one of the keys, if the trail is as they say, to keep a team slowed down. You can do that two ways, either by riding the drag harder and forcing them to slow down, or you could set your run rest schedule up to kind of tire them out slightly early, just to kind of just take that little edge off of their speed. So it'll be interesting. I think you're going to see some people going pretty fast, though, if we get the trail they say we're going to get.
Well, it's great to see you back. It's always fun to follow your race, and I'll look forward to chatting with you and Nikolai.
Thank you.